Welcome back, Freedom Seekers, to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited to have you here with me on this beautiful Friday, Fall Friday. It's finally starting to feel like fall. My name's Lindsay Sutherland. I'm your host and business coach, and I'm here to support you on your journey of building a freedom business. Let me start off by saying we have some really exciting things in the pipeline, and I don't want to get ahead of my skis here by sharing, but oh my goodness, Emily and I are just super excited about something we're getting ready to launch. So I don't know. That's all I'm going to say about it right now, because I just know myself and it's really fun. I'm super pumped. It was a great week. It's been a fun week. I hope it's been a blessed week for you as well. On the podcast on Monday, we talked about putting your priorities in this order and you cannot fail. And we talked about a little bit of spirituality there. So if that's something that piques your interest, I invite you to go check it out. Tuesday was a guest episode with Alistair Frost. He revealed why everything you know is already obsolete. And I think in this fast-paced world, that's a true fact. But more than that, he really walks us through the five-step framework for future readying ourselves and our business. So it's worthwhile to listen to. I think it's definitely relevant in just this modern age and how fast everything seems to be moving. Wednesday, we chatted about three ways to leverage other people's audiences to expand your reach. This was a short and sweet episode, but extremely valuable. If you're in the online space and you want to expand your reach, you need to check that episode out. Those are all three steps you could be doing right now to get in front of new eyeballs. And yesterday, we spoke with John Horn, who came on the show. He discussed with us how to get ROI from ads, even in a crowded market. Lots of good details there. I mean, really, you got to hear that whole episode, because it's like every 5 minutes we're onto a new subject that's relevant and super helpful. So I invite you to check that out if you dabble in ads and want to get deeper. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them, or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion, because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Do you struggle with imposter syndrome or self-doubt? So many do. And today's episode is going to help you burst through that and embrace your full, I call it big life energy. And I'm kind of pulling that off of the Big Money Energy, Ryan Serhant book. If you haven't read that, it's a great book, but I'm going to dive into that in a little bit here. I want to go a little deeper on why I don't use the Big Money Energy for myself. This is just my own personal thing, and why I use big life energy. What does it mean, and how can it help you overcome imposter syndrome? I read Ryan Serhant's book, Big Money Energy, a while ago, and my son found it recently on his one of his books. It must have been downloaded and like shared in a group file. Anyway, he started to listen to it, which I thought was fantastic. What a great book for a young mind to read. But I think it's a great story. Ryan Serhant is hilarious, and his story is so interesting and inspiring, for sure, no doubt. For me, though, I'm at a point in my life where I want my life to be more than just about money, which in theory, that's what his book is saying. It's really more about stepping into the truth of who you're becoming. But that's why I like the word big life energy, because to me, it's life is like all about not just who I am in my business, but who I show up as in my family, in my community, in my friendships, and with myself, with God. It's like embracing everything, being the high performer leader that I am striving to be, and embodying that energy. And that stems into leadership is a big word. I don't think I've talked enough about leadership in my own, like up till now. We haven't really talked a lot about leadership, but more and more I'm seeing leadership in and of myself, in my family, in my business, in my life is a critical component. But here's the mindset shift that really made this work for me. See, like it's easy to listen to Ryan Serhant or listen to me here on this podcast and think that's great. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I want to embody that energy and it sounds great. But sometimes the hard part is doing it, you know, the how. That is not always easy, especially because our minds make us in fear and it feels so real. Fear feels so real. Our thoughts make us feel like it's real. It's very convincing. So here's the phrase that shifted everything for me, maybe, and I hope it works for you too. And this actually came from a friend of mine. We were sitting at a coffee shop and this was a few years ago. So just to be clear, I first heard this. It's been kind of a mantra that I've said to myself over and over again and slowly. Like Eric Carle, slowly said the sloth. I wonder if somebody ever went back, just on a random thought, went back and listened to all my episodes, how many times I quote children's books. It's quite often, I feel like. Anyway, no, my friend and I, we were sitting at this coffee shop and we were just helping each other. She was going through a hard time. I was going through a hard time. This was like 3, 4, 5 years ago, something like that. And I was so full of self-doubt and self-deprecating thoughts, like, I'm not enough, I can't do this, I can't do that. And she just like put her fist down and looked at me and she said, basically, without saying it, it was like, shut up. You're the real deal. That's what she said to me. She said, you're the real deal. She's like, she studies Grant Cardone. She's been part of his Grant Cardone University and spent the big bucks being a part of his organization. She said, I've studied this for a long time, Lindsay, and I'm listening to you and you're saying, you know, these things like you are the real deal. And I don't know what it was. It was like that, what we were talking about earlier, the imposter syndrome. I just didn't feel right. There's that word feeling like I had mastered these skills that I was, you know, teaching or talking about or whatever. I always felt like, well, there's somebody better than me. There's somebody that knows more than me. And gosh, yes, of course, that's always true. But that doesn't detract from me and what I know. And it certainly isn't like I'm lying to people. Oh my gosh. But I think that's the interesting part about it. I'm going to go on to another story here in just a minute, but I want to get back to this. You're the real deal, because listen, you listening to this, you are the real deal. If you've got it on your heart to teach whatever it is you're teaching, to service the people that you service, however you do it, you're the real deal. And if there's something inside of you that's kind of like maybe thinking about starting a new venture, or maybe I wonder if I could, and you're holding yourself back from moving into this place that you're being called because of doubt or imposter syndrome, I want you to say that to yourself. You're the real deal. And write out your resume. What did you do? What's your receipts, right? Like, where's your receipts that prove to yourself that you are capable? And keep that and pin that up. And anytime you have self-doubt, that is your mantra. You look yourself in the mirror and you say, that's enough. You're the real deal. And when I say that's enough, I mean, that's enough of the negative talk. You're shutting it down. We're not listening to those feelings anymore. We're listening to the truth. And the truth is, you're the real deal. and believe it and just say it over and over again. And what's going to happen is when you remind yourself, yeah, I am the real deal, you step into that power of that big life energy. You feel that confidence. That's the word. You feel the confidence of knowing that you are the real deal. One time back when I was selling Mary Kay, one of our leaders was up talking, and you know, a lot of women in that business struggle with selling. Like, they hate the idea of cold pitching or walking up to people or even mentioning that they sell Mary Kay, even if the conversation comes up. And they're afraid of being salesy or pushy or whatnot. And the leader was up talking and she said, look, if you are worried about being pushy or salesy, then the fact of the matter is you probably cannot ever be pushy or salesy. She said, your salesy people, those pushy people that you're afraid of being, they don't know that they're being pushy. That's what she said. She's so right too, because if you think about it, you know, people who are, they just don't care. Like, they're pushing, they're selling, they're shoving something down your throat that you don't want. I mean, have you ever gone onto a car dealership lot and they're like following you around like a puppy dog and you're just like, leave me alone, I'm just here to look? Those people, mostly, because I've been that person, mostly they don't care how you feel about them. And they just are doing what they're doing because that's what they do. So that's why I'm saying, you know, if self-doubt and worrying about what other people think of you is coming up, then I'm telling you, you can't possibly be that person that you're worried about being, just for the mere fact that you are too thoughtful about it now. And you are the real deal. And you have every right to say what it is that you were there to say, what it is that you know. And I want you today to step into that power and see yourself as that which you're becoming, that which you are striving for. Write your resume, give yourself the proof, put the receipts on paper, and then don't tolerate your mind dragging you down. Shut it down. Tell yourself you're the real deal. And keep moving forward. And I promise you, it may feel weird today. It may not feel real today. Like, you know that, like we said earlier, those feelings of doubt feel real. Well, the truth isn't going to feel real yet, but it will. You keep doing it, and I promise you it will. And it's taken me, like I said, she said that to me like 4 years ago. And I feel like I'm, you know, just this year, like, yes, I'm that. I'm there. I'm in that energy. I feel it. It feels real. I'll leave you with this thought. I don't know if you know who Matt Kahn is. He's on YouTube. He explained this about energy and how negative thoughts drain our bank account. So, and not our physical money bank account, but our energetic bank account. He said, you know, if you've spent a lifetime in negativity, your bank account, your energetic bank account is empty. And as you feed yourself truth, as you reprogram your mind, you're making a deposit. Well, what happens in a real bank account if our bank account is like at negative $1,000 and we deposit $100? Well, we're still negative, right? We're still in the negative. But you keep making those deposits and then one day you're at break even. And then a little bit later, now you're positive. The same thing happens with our mindset. The more we make those positive mental deposits, eventually, not at first, eventually we get to a break even, and then eventually we start to be in the vibe, the good vibe, and it starts to feel real. So trust me when I say this works, this truly does work, and I hope it helps you bust through any imposter feeling or self-doubt, because my dear friend, it is your time. It is your time to step into your power, your truth, and be the vibrant, high energetic capacity human that your soul is calling for you to be. I look forward to hearing about how this transforms your life. It means the world to me when you share. Please feel free to leave a review, and we'll see you next week. I hope you have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.